So let me just begin. This is the last official shiur before Pesach. So I want to just thank Dr. Rochwerger and the entire family for sponsoring the Gemara Sanhedrin shiur for the semester and the Jacobowitz family. We really appreciate this support and appreciate the Chevershaft and everything that comes with that. We have a little bit of tradition now that's built up over the last 2 years, so before Pesach comes, to spend a little bit of time. And this year, in conjunction with the 30th Yortzeit of the Rav, I thought it would be fitting and appropriate to share some of his Torah, which I did yesterday in the context of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Michal, wonderful to see you. So I want to just apologize to the few people who were here yesterday. I'm not going to repeat everything, but just to give people a little bit of a sense of the special connection between the Rav and Inyane Sipur Yetzias Yitzrayim. It's a little bit of, I think, important to appreciate. And so, again, with apologies for those who were here for this section yesterday, I'll just be very brief about it. The Rav's Torah, I said, if I'm sure about anything in the world, it's that in 1,000 years, people will learn the Torah of the Rav. It's part of the Masorah. It's canonical. And that's true of all the Chadrei Torah. But there is a special connection that he had to Inyanim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for a very particular reason, which is that unlike the way that most people think about learning today, that the person becomes a Talmud Chacham in a yeshiva, the Rav never learned in a yeshiva his whole life. The Rav gave shiurim in a yeshiva. He learned by his father. And the mitzvah of Igata Levincha, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is all about parental transmission, unfortunately for some people, it's the only time of year where they learn with their children. But for the Rav, he spent every day, pretty much all day and night, learning with his father. And so it was a very natural continuation of what he experienced the rest of the year in a very, very, very profound way. And the idea that the Rav, and his learning came from within the family has many implications, many, many, many implications, and was part of the way that he was Zocha to Godless. It's something that even though, by and large today, we have a more institutionalized framework, Takana v'Bishua ben Gamla, one of the Kohen Gadol, which was very important for people who didn't have families. If you read the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, so the Gemara says, so what? Why was there a need for schools? There's a need for schools. because not everybody had a father who could teach them, who was willing to teach them, or who was around to teach them. So of course there was a need. But the Gemara doesn't present it like it's somehow, superior. The opposite. And the capacity for differentiation and the capacity to imbibe a method, etc., was lost to a great extent. Not always, but if you have the Rebbe for many years, multiple years, that's a good opportunity. But the Rav really lived out the Torah ideal, v'shinantam v'nechlim, matam osam es b'neichem, in a way that was really sui generis. In his hesped for his brother, Reb Aaron Soloveitchik said that he thought that his brother and his father, Reb Aaron was 15 years younger than the Rav, so he didn't have the same kind of relationship with his father, as happens. He said that he thought that his father and his brother achieved such a madrega in their learning together that they could only be compared to two previous father-son combinations in Jewish history. One of them was Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and the second was Ricky Vager and the Gilyon Marsha. That it was in a different category. And if you read the letters back and forth, even when the Rav was learning in Berlin, it's something extraordinary. It's something absolutely extraordinary, the bond that they had, and the bond in Torah that they had, and that was forged, not, it's one moment, some heroic gesture, but this was forged day in, day out, night in, night out, ragisa bo yomam v'alayla, the Rav had a comment once, and with this I'll launch into the shiur. He commented And he rattled off all the masechtas that he learned with his father. I don't know all of them, but he learned many masechtas with his father, maybe 10, 15 masechtas. But then he said, if you then add up what I learned on my own, that I learned more dapim on my own. So when the Gemara says that what's a Rebbe Muvhak, Sherov Chachmaso Heimenu, so he says, what does that mean? My father isn't my Rebbe Muvhak? He said, that's ridiculous, because every daf that I learned on my own, I learned with all the tools that my father gave me. My father gave me the keys to unlocking how a daf of Gemara should be studied. So Rebbe Muvhak isn't defined by what I learned 17 dapim by him and 32 dapim by him. So he's my Rebbe Muvhak. No, it's defined by the method, by the Mahalich. That's what he thought. So his father was his Rebbe. And I have right here, I mentioned it the other day, the Siach HaGrid. This is not whatever they call the home shopping network, but this is a carry around every year. This is put out 2 years after the Rav was Nifter by his grandson, Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, who is currently Rosh Hashiva Torah Vadas, Reb Aaron Zatzal, my Rebbe's son. And he, you know, he has everything. All of the Haggadah, all the Inyanei Pesach and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim organized beautifully. And I mentioned the other day that all of the entries start the same way. Isa B'Rava, because of Hagrach, and this is what Chaim said, and because of Moshe, and this is what the Rav said, and it's not an accident. Father to son, father to son, father to son. Begat Levincha Bayoma Hulemar. Okay. So let's begin. It's a Shirin Charoses. Many years ago, when I realized Charoses was a sigin in the Gemara, I laughed to myself. I said, you know, the Lamdanim will stop at nothing. You know, here they have, they think it's the most, Mrs. Goldstein, Mrs. Weinstein, whatever. She says, here the rabbis are going to come and tell me how to make Charoses. I'm not trying to change anybody's recipe. And I have great respect for Mrs. Goldstein and Mrs. Weinstein, all the other Nashim Tzidkaniyos, and their Charoses and their recipes and the integrity of the recipes, which I consider to be inviolate. But I'd like to share something of a perspective that the Rav developed, and then, as I did yesterday, to share my points of divergence, where I see things a little bit differently. The Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim says, this is about the Ka'ara, Heviu lefad of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshilin. Those shnei tavshilin have to do with the Pesach and the Chagiga, aval pishen charoses mitzvah. Shita the Chachamim is the Charoses is not a mitzvah. Reb Lazar bar Tzadok, according to some Nuschos, it's Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. It could be an Afkamina, because Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, we usually paskin like him, Mishnah so kafinaki. So Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, or Reb Lazar ben Tzadok, Omer mitzvah. So it's a machlokes between the Chachamim and seemingly what's a Das Yachar, Reb Lazar ben Tzadok, what's the status of the Charoses? So that's a very interesting issue. To think about and to contemplate, what exactly, the Chachamim and Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok were debating. So, if you take a look with me, I'll just go ahead to the sixth source for a second, and then we'll get back to the Gemara, which deals with the recipe, and I want to reiterate, Chalila, nobody should think that I'm trying to mess with the family Minhagim. So the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayos, he wrote this when he was a youth, before he was 18. He says, Charoses tarove sheish ba chamitzos, that there's something sharp in it, chayim teben, zecher letit. We'll get back to the Gemara in a little bit. Reb Lazar, Reb Tzadok, she'omer charoses mitzvah, chayev ledaito levarech asher kiddushanu b'mitzvesa v'tzivanu al achilas charoses. It's a mitzvah achila. And that would be the associated bracha. Ve'ena halacha, we paskim like the rabbim. No great surprise here. Yachad v'rabbim, halacha k'rabbim. All right, more on this a little bit later. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, when he talks about the ka'ara, you have in the second source, Mevi'in Shulchan Aruch v'alav maror v'yerek acher. It's the karpas, as we call it. Matzah v'charoses v'gufo shol keves ha'pesach u'basar chagiga shol yom asar. With manazah, l'tzareinu l'davu nafshenu, we don't have the chagiga or the Pesach. Bevina al shulchan shnei minei basar, echad zecher lePesach, echad zecher lechagiga. Very good. Okay, so the charoses makes it onto the kara. The Gemara Psachim Kofta Zayin, your third source says, avo bishen charoses mitzvah. So this is according to the Chachamim, v'lo mitzvah mishum mai ma'isila. So if it's not a mitzvah, well, you know, what's it doing there? What's the shaychus of charoses to the ka'ara if it's not a mitzvah? So Amr Rav Ami mishum kappa, that there was a very dangerous, pungent aspect to the maror, and the charoses was there to make sure that this didn't end up with a 911 situation. Okay, so Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok yields it's a mitzvah. So my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? So Blevi Omer Zechel Tapuach. So it's reminiscent of the Tapuach. What's this all about? So the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Tachas Tapuach Aratiha Shama Chibla Yiladascha Shama Chibla Imecha. That it tells the story of the Nashim Tidkanios, that long after the men had despaired of a future of Klal Yisrael, and the men, like Amram, Amram separated from Yocheved, and all the men amdu anashim upirshu minishrosayhen, and the women, we had this last week by the Maros Hatzovos, right? The Maros Nechoshes, they didn't give up, and they continued to encourage their husbands to get back together. Miriam had a big chelak in this story also. And because the Gestapo was hunting door to door, as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lo yachlaud hatzvino, they had to go and have the children out in the fields. Shama chibla yuladascha, shama chibla imecha. So they, in the tapuach fields, they had the children. And it reminds us of that. So we should have something in there, zeichel tapuach, to the nashim tzidkanios. The Chazal ascribed to the Nashim Tzidkanios, Mishal Nashim Tzidkanios, Negalu Avosenu Mimitzrayim, that they were so resilient. So that's part of it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zeichel Atit, so he has a different understanding. Maybe not so much the resilience, but the mortar that went into the Shibud Mitzrayim. So Abayi says, so let's incorporate everything. Amar Abayi, Hokach Tzarech Lekuhuyei, it should have something pungent to remind us of the tapuach. That's why Rav Shachter likes to say a tapuach doesn't actually mean a tapuach. It really means a tapuz. So he has, I think, an orange instead of an apple. Right. Interesting. V'tzarech l'smuchay. And it should be something thick and pasty where it's viscous. The composition is thick to remind us of the mortar. Okay. L'kuye zeichel tapuach v'tzarech l'smuchay zeichel atit. So there's a brais in any event that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. Tivlin zeichel teven, right? We talk about the spices. So you think about ground spices, but spices in those days is like you have a cinnamon stick, right? Like the Mishnayos and Beitza describe spices. So you have sticks. So those sticks look like straw, right? Like a piece of straw. Okay. V'charoses zeichel atit. So that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan that charoses is lezecher. The Shibud. So Amr Blazer Rabbi Tzadok, Kach Hayom Rabbi Tigre Charech Shirushalayim. So as the merchants used to say in Yerushalayim, Bo Tzulachem Tivlin the Mitzvah. So look, you can't blame a guy. Maybe this is a Das Yachid, but the guy has to make a dollar. So they wanted to say it was a big mitzvah to have. You know, the Chachamim assume maybe it's not such a mitzvah, but to make a dollar. B'makom Hefseid. So they say we the Tigre Charech Shav Yerushalayim. We, the merchants of Yerushalayim, who have to move product, for the charoses, so they wanted to project it as a mitzvah. Okay, so who could blame them? So Tosfos points out, based on the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Amar is to avdi zeichel adami over the fourth source, umishum hachi kari le tibulo b'mashke. Right, that it's even more than just zeichel atit or zeichel atevin, the zeichel adam. V'cheni madavra lismuche v'shas achila mekal shenoso b'yayin v'chom. It happens to be that this is the Rav's minig, that first they would make it pasty, and then they would bring it to the shulchan, and then they would pour in whatever it was, let's say yayin, zeichel adam. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains in very graphic terms that this is based on the Medrash, that the Jewish children were murdered in a very barbaric way, that they were put into the mortar that was used to build the binyanim in Yerushalayim. So just to summarize, what we have here in terms of the Gemara, it seems that the multiple dimensions of the charosas, which is going to be important for later. So let's just summarize. According to, and Abaye thinks that we can make shalom between the different views, but they are different views. If you assume that it's midin mitzvah, which seems l'chora to be a das yachid, Reb Lazar Rabbi Tzadok, as the Chachamim are saying, it's just there to reduce the acidic or very pungent aspects of maror that are dangerous. So part of the dimension, Reb Levi says, speaks to Jewish resilience. Reb Yochanan says it speaks to shibud. And according to the Yerushalmi, it speaks to the genocide. So charoses is really like this somewhat of a matli mixture of different elements. It's interesting. There's a shita which is brought down in the name of the Gaonim, which Tosfos also quotes, by the way, that we should have all of the different elements that the Jewish people are compared to in Shir HaShirim. El Ginas Egos Yarati, Kefela Harimon Rakaseich, which also seems to be more in the direction of Reb Levi, the sense of resilience of the Jewish people, Hashem's love for the Jewish people, right? Shir HaShirim is a big mashal to the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So again, you have clearly different associations with charoses, which, interestingly enough, and we're going to try to make hay of this a little bit later, that Abaye thinks is not a stira. So you could have one element, which is, at the one hand, zecher l'shibud, as well as zecher to genocide, which is also zecher to resilience, which is also zecher to avas Hashem, based on the sheet of the Gaonim of all the different fruits of Shir HaShirim. Lenny, go ahead.
Wine you have to be careful with, because if you put in another too much wine in the charosis, you're going to end up with more than a revius.
No. It's just the idea is that you first make the mortar, and then that minhag, the Yerushalmi, is that you pour in the wine. Zeichel adam, the dam went in.
Not much wine.
It's a Gemara says that you should make it have a much less viscous. There's no chashash that this is going to turn into another kos. Because again, even if you'd have three revios in the charosis, you're still just dipping something in. You're not gonna have a shir. Now you can't do this when it's a Pesach Shechalios v'Shabbos. So this is aser mishum lash. So that's the only halach concern is a Pesach Shechalios v'Shabbos. There's no chashash kosos. Okay, so this is what we have. Now, question is, who do we paskin like? So we already saw the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he paskins like the Rabbim. It's Mishum Kappa. So interestingly, Tosa says, Mashma Dalach Rab Lazar Reb Tzadok. So it sounds like we should paskin that way. Vigan Besvarim Kasav Reb Yossi. There are some Girsos, which is just quoted in the name of Reb Yossi. Vinimuko Imo. Reb Yossi has a kind of a tiebreaker. The Gemara in Erevin says Rav Yossi has a tiebreaker over Rav Yehuda. He has a tiebreaker over Rav Meir. He had a better divisional record. No, not for that reason. Because of Nimuko Imo, he always had his rationale with him. V'chein Hasar Rabbeinu Yosef Besidro Charoses Zecher Letit. Okay, so they want a paskin like this. Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok is actually a mitzvah. Now again, the Rambam assumed that we don't paskin that way, but Lu Yitzir, we did paskin that way. There would be this bracha, Asher Kishanim Tzavet Tzivanu, Al Achilas Charoses. Now, you take a look in the Rambam, in the Yad HaChazaka, you're in for a surprise. So the Rambam says, HaCharoses Mitzvah Midivrei Sofer. Zeichru Letit Shayu Ovdin Bob Mitzrayim. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says we pass the Chachamim. It's not a mitzvah. So the Chora, the Rambam seems to have been Choser. Now all of a sudden the Rambam is paskening like Reb Lazar, Reb Tzadok. V'keitz at osin osa. So how do you produce it? The Rambam gives the recipe again. This is not Lafouke, Mrs. Goldstein, and Mrs. Weinstein, who should feel, you know, absolutely comfortable. You know, continuing on, actually reminds us, since we're talking about the Torah of the Rav, as we will in a second, the story of the Rav was in Berlin. So he needed a place for the Seder. He was yet single. So he was invited to a certain family's home. And he's a young man. And in his 20s. And he said to the woman of the house that okay, but he wants to make sure that she kashers her oven, whatever. This is before the days of self-cleaning. And she said, you're welcome to come over and watch me kasher it, but I assure you that I will do exactly what my mother did, and I will make no adjustments. And he said, I would expect nothing else. He had the Seder there. So the Rambam gives his recipe, which is interesting. So he says, right, this sounds like the Shita of the Gaonim a little bit, based on the Peros of Shir Ashirim. And you make them very pasty. That sounds like what you said, Yerushalmi. A strange concluding line in the Rambam, and then you bring it onto the table for the Seder. What would you think? You were going to bring it outside, you know, Shvoch Hamas Chol HaGoyim, that you were going to, you're going to make it. Ah, okay. So that's a question, right? We saw before that the Rambam does really think it's on the Seder plate, right? Because the Rambam Perek Ches says that Charoses is one of the elements. So Mevi'in Oso Al Shulchan B'Leila Pesach, we're going to have to try to. That's going to be a linchpin for us. The Lecha Mishnah understood there was a problem here internally in the Rambam, the Perusha Mishnayis, and the Yad HaChazaka. So he says, Kan Pasuk or Blazer Reb Tzadok, the Lecha Mishnah says, Uchidakasa Magen Mishnah. Right, the Magen Mishnah noticed that also. Perusha Mishnah, Kasa Behefech. Vamersham, deliver Blazer Reb Tzadok, Tzarech Loma, Shriki Deshan, Tzavitz Yivanu, Alchilas Charosos. So it sounds like he was chozer. But now we have a difficulty. Because where's the bracha? Because if you want to paskin like Reb Lazar, Reb Tzaduk, the Rambam has a constitutional right to change his mind, right? He wrote the Perush HaMishnayos when he was not yet 18 years old. So we all, when it comes to high school, we all, you know, believe things that we don't necessarily believe later in life. So the Rambam's entitled. But whatever happened to the bracha, Shirkin Shadim Tzavet Sivanu, al achilas hacharosas, that's the kasha lecha mishnah. Tzarech laseis ta'am, lamin varchin alav. Kamo shakasa bala mishnah, kevet shi mitzvah bidir rabbanan, lamin varchin anam maru bizvan azeh. Don't tell me it's a mitzvah bidir rabbanan. Maru is also mitzvah bidir rabbanan, you make a bracha. So the Lecha Mishnah leaves it b'tzarechi. So we have a chazara l'shitas harambam. Eli, just give me a second. We have a chazara l'shitas harambam, and we have a difficulty within that chazara because the Rambam seems to have dropped the issue of the bracha, right? And the Lecha Mishnah says he's allowed to change his mind, but if you want a paskin, it's really a mitzvah to have the charoses. So Asher Ki Dishanav and Mitzvosa Vitzivanu Al Achilas Charoses.
Maybe just not a shear.
What's that?
Maybe just he believes you don't eat a shear of it.
Okay, maybe. But again, the Rambam said in the Perush HaMishnayos, if you assume it's a mitzvah, there's a birchas mitzvah. So the kash is in him. So this is what the Rav said. The Rav said something magnificent. The Rav said, you have to understand why the Rambam changed his mind. And if you can understand that, then you understand everything. You understand why the Rambam is giving you a recipe. The Rambam, trust me, in the Mishnah Torah, there aren't too many recipes. It's not, what do they call it, the kosher palate. There's not too many recipes in the Yad HaChazaka. Okay, you'll understand why the Rambam was medayik to write Mevi'in Oso Al Shulchan B'Leil Yipsachem. You understand why there's no bracha. So the Rav said the following. He says initially the Rambam thought the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Reb Lazar, Reb Tzadok, and the Chachamim was as to whether Charoses was a mitzvah sachila. He thought that Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok was saying there's a din of achilas charoses, and here maybe you get into issues like Robert raised, questions of a shir. Memela, if it's a din achila, what does it require? A bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. Not al achilas mata, not al achilas maror, but al achilas charoses. Fine. And the Chachamim disagreed, and they said there's a din of achilas matzah, and there's a din of achilas maror, and there's no din of achilas charoses. Then the Rambam was chozer, and he said, no, that's not the nature of the machlokas. That's not the nature of what we mean, charoses midin mitzvah. Nobody really thought that it was a question of a mitzvah in achila. The machlokas was whether it was a kiyum in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam paskins, yes, charosis is a mitzvah. It tells a critical part of the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And maybe there's no birchas achila, there's no maisa achila on the charoses. You know what the mitzvah is? Mevi'in osa la shulchan v'leile psachim. You have to bring it onto the Seder table. And that's why the Rambam gives you a whole recipe, because he wants to tell you all of the different aspects of the Sipur that it tells. It tells you about the Shibud, about the Tit, about the Teven, a little bit about the Dam, maybe like the Yerushalmi, also the resilience of Klal Yisrael, Tachas HaTapuach Or Articha, Mevi'in Oso Al Shulchan B'Leilei HaPesach. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that it plays a role in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mamela, there's no bracha. So what the Rambam reconceptualized over the course of whatever the years were, was that the machlokas was not a question about the mitzvah achila. The question was, is it just there mishum kappa, you know, to make sure that nobody has a medical event, or is it there to further enhance the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now we have to come to another element. Just give me one second. So the Rambam says the following. There is another dimension to charoses, which plays a significant role for the Rambam. And this needs to be understood. The Rambam has a din that all of the mitzvos achila, whether it's karpas, which is in some ways the most extraordinary, or matzah, or maror, all have to be dipped, not in salt water, not in vinegar, they all have to be dipped in charoses. You see it here in the ninth source. So this, by karpas, let's just take the example. Maschu mevorech vorei pri adama, v'lokeach yerach u'metabel oso becharoses. My wife loves it every year when I do this. Okay? You know. Shitas HaRambam. Ve'ochal kezayis, the Rambam said yitavka, need a shear for the karpas. Hu v'chol amesu benimo ko echad v'echad in ochal pachos v'kezayis, a shear b'fnei atzmo. Why it is that karpas takes on such significance. Ve'achar kach korech matzo maro ke'echad u'metabel b'charoses v'erech 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 Achar shem berach motzi lechem, chos berach chilas matzah, umetabo matzah becharoses v'ochal. Yesterday we talked about that was a tell, that unlike what the Rav said, that the Rambam paskins like Rashi, that the afikomen is really matzah shel mitzvah, really this is matzah shel mitzvah. V'chosim mevarech al achilas maror, umetabo maror becharoses v'ochal. You can't use too much, because you have to have the tam maror, v'lo yisho se becharoses shem yivatel tamo. So the Rambam has another element, let's call it, when it comes to charoses, that it's a condiment for every mitzvah sachila by Leil HaSeder, starting with karpas, matzah, maror, and even korech. You have to dip it into the charoses. You can have it, but it won't be useful for anything. So the Rav wrote about this after his einfall, after his breakthrough point, that the Chazara in the Rambam was based on a reconceptualization from mitzvah achila the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mevi'ah and Oso al Shulchan, Bilele HaPesach, that it has to be there. So, what's this other dimension?
He's saying you gotta eat it, not just that it has to be
there. Okay.
It has to be eaten with everything.
Okay, it has to be eaten with everything. So, what's the nature of that, Dr. Rothberger? So, what the Rav said about it. And this is where I'll diverge, but let's first hear what the Rav has to say. Yotzi Lefiza. There are two dimensions. Chado, the tzarech lahadil b'charoses hatadvarim hatuunim tibul, and of course for the Rambam that includes karpas, matzo maror, v'su the tzarech l'saper b'tias mitzrayim, as we pointed out, ala charoses. V'dochak lomar, so the Rambam says he doesn't want to say d'ika shnei chiyuvin, that these are two distinct. Chiyuvin becharosas, that would have been the typical Brisker move, to say that there are two different chiyuvin. He doesn't want to say that. El dinira pashut, the einze shnei chiyuvin becharosas, these aren't two disparate, distinct chiyuvin in the charosas, rather chad dinahu. Dika mitzvah shetei charosas zecher letit, the charosas plays an indispensable role in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ve'ein mitzvasa shi'asa charoses v'yatzni eno, elod the mitzvah zoshal charoses ikadinim, but there are certain pratim, there are certain details. V'dinah charoses u'lesaper b'tzias ha-mitzrayim al charoses u'lahat bilbo, and to use it as a condiment. U'v'chach miskayemes mitzvah charoses shi mitzvah zeichir letit. Asher lefizah mevur, lama rama mishatora hishmid es ha-bracha, and that's why you don't need the bracha. There's no din of achila whatsoever, and the Rav goes on from there. One at a time, one at a time, one at a time.
Did the Rav do it?
What's that?
Did he eat all things with the charoses? Probably not. Probably learning kind of thing.
No, I assume that he did it.
I don't know.
Many of his menhagim would like the Rambam. Dr. Pearl. But Dr. Rothberger, that doesn't matter. The Iker is the learning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't follow. What was the second dimension of
did he say that? Yes, you have to dip everything. You have to use it as a condiment. And he thinks that's also part of the construct of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He combines everything together. So it's one din, it's not two dinim. It's one din, it's not two dinim. Lenny.
There's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, the Rambam says. On it's not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Right, but there are rabbinic aspects to that mitzvah.
Right, there are many aspects. But the mitzvah of midivrei sofrim is the one that the Rambam brings here.
Yeah, the Rambam's just saying a rabbinic aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is.
But he doesn't say it. You're right in thinking that way, but he doesn't say it. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah mid divrei sofer, not saying the mitzvah sipur.
Right. So the Rav's approach was to say it's not a din in achila; it's a din in sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Mevi'in oso al shulchan b'leilei pesach. It plays a role in telling the story. It reminds us of the shibud. It reminds us of the resilience. It reminds us of the dam. Very good. Okay. Elliot, one last question. And then we'll break through. Elliot, go ahead. You wanted to say something.
So, according to the Posek, who holds that it's there for medicinal purposes, so to speak, to offset the adverse.
Yeah, not the Posek. That's the Shita of the Chachamim, according to the Gemara. Yeah.
Forgive me. Wouldn't the Charoses then be like learning from Brachas by parallel of reasoning? Parity of reasoning, that it would be a tough Iker, that it really does not have its own independent purpose, it's only there for something.
Of course. The whole debate about a bracha is only within the Shita that's a mitzvah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only according to Reb Blazer Reb Tzadok. So again, the Parish HaMishnayis, the Rambam thought that Reb Blazer Reb Tzadok would say there's a bracha because it's a mitzvah achila, and the Rav's insight was to say that when he was chozer, and the Rambam was chozer, and he paskin like Reb Lazar ben Tzadok that it's a mitzvah. It doesn't require a bracha. It's not a din achila. It's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no mitzvah on the achila. Now, the last point is the point that I want to key in on. So the Rav struggled. Now, what about this condiment aspect? Does that represent a second din? He said, no. That's all part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that when you have the matzah, you should have it with a little bit of charoses. When you have the maror, you should have a little bit of charoses. When you have the karpas, you should have a little bit with the charoses. And he wants to leave it as part of one din. Okay. And I want to tell you, I'm broadly sympathetic to that. I don't think there's a separate chiyuv of achilas hacharoses. But I do want to try to elaborate on this idea, because I don't think the Rav fully developed this nekuda. Well, what is the nature of using charoses as the condiment? Why an element which is not a din achila is a din sipur yetzias mitzrayim, and the recipe really matters because what you put in are the different connotations, zecher latit, zecher lateven, zecher latapuach, zecher ladam. Why does that become the condiment of choice for the Rambam? It's there. Like Freddie says, it wouldn't have cost us too much to put salt water on the table also. It wouldn't be such a tircha in the grand scheme of the different challenges of Pesach. I don't say that would be the straw that broke the camel's back there, to have a little bit of salt water. Right? So what is the nature of this dimension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim having a secondary function as a condiment? That the Rav didn't develop. But he wanted to say it had nothing to do with a mitzvah sachila, and that's why there could be no bracha. So like I say, I'm broadly sympathetic, but I think it needs more work. So I'd like to suggest the following. Is it possible that when Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok said it's a mitzvah, he certainly had in mind that it's a rabbinic aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, for sure. But that he felt that that had to integrate into the Achilos Halayla as well, for the following reason. What's interesting about Charoses, vis-a-vis all of the other elements, is its multidimensional nature. Maror, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Vayimaru es chayehem ba'avodah kasha. Maror is reminiscent of the shibud. The Karban Pesach, if we would have it, is obviously all about geula. Asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Achilas matzah, we pointed out yesterday, has a dialectic to it. On the one hand, it's al matzah, al shem shenigul. On the other hand, it's lechamoni. So there you have a little bit more. The karpas is really kadesh yishalu atinokos. There's only one element that we have at the seder that puts it all together, that contains within it zecher l'teven, zecher l'tit, zecher l'shibud, zecher l'dam, zecher l'tapuach, zecher to avas Hashem. You know, when you look, the nature of history is that when we study things in retrospect, so we have a way of trying to isolate in our minds. So this is what the experience was like then. And then this was the experience was like 6 months later, or a year later, or 2 years later. So we try to simplify. But in real time, if you really want to experience it as it was, the truth is that there are many dimensions that are being experienced all at once. It defies a linear, a monolithic or monochromatic experience. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a mitzvah of telling the story. The essential mitzvah is Chayv Adam, Liros es Atzmo, Ki Ilu Hu Yatzah Mitzrayim. If you prefer the Rambam's Girsa, Ki Ilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yatzah Atam Yishibud Mitzrayim. Even more. Not just Liros, but Laharos. The mitzvah is to truly experience it. And to truly experience things, means to experience in the fullest sense of the term, where you can't isolate just one emotion, just one dimension. So it's fascinating. The Rambam assigned the charosis, which is the solitary element, which is capable of telling all of the different dimensions at once. It has zecher latid, it has zecher l'shibud, it has zecher l'dam, it has zecher l'tapuach, it has zecher to avas Hashem in there, with the shir hashirim references. The charosis is the great equalizer. Remember what did Abaye say in the Gemara? Tzarech l'kuhuyeh, v'tzarech l'smuchay. The nature of charosis is to tell everything at once. So when you have your karpas, put it in the charosis. Put it in the context. Take the prat and put it in the context of the klal. When you have the matzah, put it in the holistic. When you have the maror, put it in the holistic context. Anytime you have one of the dimensions, you have to put it in the context of the holistic perspective. And that is what I would say about the second dimension of the Rambam of Chayiv Lahakbil Becharoses. It's not just any prat, but it's capturing the singular koach of the charoses, its singular capacity, which is to bring all of the different elements that were experienced by Klal Yisrael in real time together. You know, it's fascinating. At the very moment when you had the dam, when you had the blood of the Jewish children, that was gufa the moment when the tapuach was relevant. Tachas ha-tapuach or aticha. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times. And it was the worst of times and it was the best of times. V'chasher yanu oso, ken yirbe v'chein yifrots. All of these things were mixed together. There wasn't a simple, linear, monochromatic experience. And the charoses for the Rambam, uniquely, which is not a din achila, but it supplements all of the discrete chiyuvei achila, whether it's a chiyuv achilas karpas midin kadesh yishalu atinokos, whether it's a chiyuv achilas matzah midin be'erv tochu matzos, whether it's a chiyuv achilas maror midin rabbanan. It takes each prat and makes it cohere in the context of a whole. Charosis is quite literally the glue in that respect of the entire Seder. So yes, it is, as the Rav explains, by the time the Rambam was chozer, not a mitzvah be'achila. It's a mitzvah in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it enhances all of the mitzvahs achilas alayla by putting them within the context of a particular perspective on the story. And the perspective is one of holism, of a total broader perspective, as opposed to focusing artificially, retrospectively, on one dimension at a time. And it's the perfect condiment in that respect for a night where the actual chiyuv is to experience. When we experience life, we don't experience only one thing at a time. We experience many, many dimensions. Zecher l'tit, v'zecher l'teven, zecher l'dam, zecher l'tapuach, zecher l'shir ha'shirim. It's all part of an experience that charoses uniquely is capable of telling. Mivin oso al hashulchan b'leilei ha-pesach, we bring it there, and then we use it, just a touch of it, not too much. Not to overwhelm the matzah, not to mivatil the tam maror, but to enhance it by putting each prat within the context of the klal. Ken yirli lahosif b'divrei Rabbeinu Hagrid, that was my addendum.